Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, September 17th, along with Rich McFadden here to welcome you into, it depends on what time of day you're listening. Some of you are listening in the moment. Could be early in the morning. Could be what we call morning drive. Could be late morning. Could be early afternoon. You could be downloading this and listen 3 weeks from now. Who knows, Richie?
10 years from now.
Could be 20 years from now.
Find us on the internet.
The news today from the health letter. Interesting, because we have so much attention on breast cancer here in our country and around the world. It isn't just here. Breast cancer was one of the first cancers to be discovered, described by ancient physicians as bulging tumors in the breast for which there is no cure. Breast cancer goes back 3,500 years as a problem, but it certainly isn't the same kind of a problem. It wasn't then, as it is now, for different reasons. Dr. Pam Popper is here with us. She runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio. You can visit their website, wellnessforum.com. Pam, you have been a stalwart. This program has found out many things about health and well-being from your perspective. So I had two things on my mind today as I was thinking about you. I was thinking about this, the problem of breast cancer, and how, in general, cancers seem to be much more serious today, but they aren't new. They weren't really described as cancers because nobody knew in those, you know, 4,000 years ago. They didn't know really what any of this stuff was. But we seem to think always in terms of the here and now. We think this is new stuff, but it's not. It's only what causes it. Do you think that's why it's so much more difficult to deal with these days, or there's so much more of it?
Well, I think there's more of it, but, you know, cancer is not the only disease that goes back many, many years. I don't know if you're aware, but now that we can do imaging, for example, of mummies that are at the Egyptian exhibits, we know that mummies were members of the rich class, and they had atherosclerosis. You can see the arterial plaques in their arteries, and these are, you know, thousands of years old, too.
That's pretty fat. I didn't know that,
diseases,
really.
Yeah, well, and back then, these diseases were pretty much relegated to the wealthy class who could afford to eat a rich diet. You know, the poor peasants were forced to eat potatoes and vegetables and rice, and, you know, a couple, three times a year they had a festival and roasted a pig, and then they went back to the vegetables and rice diet because that's what they could afford. It was the royalty and the wealthy class that developed what we call diseases of affluence and excess because they could afford to eat poorly, and this is a situation that goes back to ancient Egypt.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that either, but when you think about it, all of the things, the foods are not prepared the same today as they were then, but then maybe there are some things. So what sort of things go back that far that might have created the situation you just described?
Well, animal foods. You know, animal foods have always been available to the wealthy class, whereas cheap, starchy plant foods is what the peasants ate. And it's the same dilemma that that we have today, or the same situation that we observe today. You go to northern Africa or rural China, where the population is relatively poor, and these people are living on rice and vegetables and locally grown plant foods because it's cheap. You know, you're talking about per capita incomes of $350 a year. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the affluent cities within those areas, like in China, in Beijing and Shanghai, the population looks an awful lot like us because they have money.
Western corruption. When I went to China, that's what my guide said. It was Western corruption.
Of all the things that we could export to China and these Asian countries, we've chosen Starbucks and McDonald's and our farming practices. And I mean, I can think of a lot of productive things we can do in these countries, but I don't necessarily think that that's what we're exporting there.
All right, let's go. Speaking of exporting and farming practices, here's another idea that I would like to have you sound off on. I'm not sure. I'm guessing that you know that today the world headquarters of Monsanto is the subject of a sit-in. That's what we used to call it when I was in school. It's the it's
that sounds so 60s, doesn't it?
Yeah, a sit-in. Right. Now they call it Occupy whatever. So we'll call it Occupy Monsanto all day long today. If you do GMOfreeMidwest.org, you'll get the information on the Gateway Green Alliance and Organic Consumer Association, Safe Food Action, groups like that, holding this event to bring to the attention of people who care to write about it or talk about it, what GMO technology is doing, the larger issue of food safety, and how the small farmer is not the bad guy, it's the big corporations. And it isn't big, we're not against you and your politics and me and my politics. We're not against capitalism at all. But unbridled control, which is what Monsanto is trying to get over the food supply, is just plain wrong. So I wondered if you knew anything or if you thought about maybe even in Columbus, a lot of Midwestern towns are today having education and direct action sit-ins with the Dow also in the focus. So what do we need to know about this?
Well, I think everybody's right about it. I think that the issue isn't capitalism. I think the issue is that, and I've said for a long time, I haven't seen direct evidence that you eat GMO foods and you get cancer. I don't think that's the point. I think the point is we just don't know. And it's unconscionable, in my opinion, that this stuff has been unleashed on the environment and without any idea of where it's all going to end up. And I think we're taking horrendous risks with our environment and with human health. And I think, furthermore, the issue that you brought up about control is a major one. You know, in the old days, farmers used to do what was called seed sharing.
Yes.
Where
we still would like to do that.
You're a farmer, so you're
familiar with this. Yeah, we still do that.
You know, the guy down the street has a really good corn crop, and you say, hey, you know, maybe next year I'll plant your seeds. And there was a cooperation among farmers to produce a quality product. And I think one of the things, I see some really productive stuff going on right now, one of which is that people are getting more concerned about and interested in buying local food. It's like they want to know the person that grew the food and that connection between the grower and the client or the customer, I think, is important. I think part of what has led to all this is Monsanto has no connection to its end user. And if you're a farmer in Logan County, Ohio, and you're selling food to your neighbors, you're not likely to sell things that aren't high quality.
Yeah.
And we've totally gotten away from that. So I think there's some movement. Whether or not I think in the right direction, I started to say, but whether or not I think that this, you know, the sit-ins or the Occupy movement are going to have an effect, I'm not sure about that, but I'll tell you what does have an effect, and that is educating people to make different decisions. The old grassroots movement that works every time. You know, you just get enough people to start changing their habits or changing their decisions about things, and at some point in time, you reach that what Malcolm Gladwell calls the tipping point, and you start to shift the way things are done just because of lots of people making different decisions. I really think that's where the action is. That's why I get excited about talking about these issues on your show or in other environments, because we can actually get people to do things differently, and if enough of them do, things will change.
Well, that's why the social media is so important. Twitter and Facebook all over this sort of thing, whereas the regular the old staunch stuck-in-the-mud news media, which has lots of economic ties to Monsanto and that ilk, isn't on this story at all because they don't want to worry or offend the people that are paying the bill. And that's sort of understandable.
Well, it is, but, you know, the good news is, thanks to the Internet and the way information flows, the spin that used to get put on these stories, I mean, it used to have a handful of people who, like, really knew what was going on, and now you have lots of people, and I think that's, I mean, everybody, and people say, well, Pam, you can't be serious, the Internet's a good thing. Well, I mean, it's the best and the worst of humanity, and we all know the worst part, but there's some really productive stuff going on, too. All in all, I think it's better that people have more information.
Agreed. Dr. Pam Popper runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio. Wellnessforum.com. Pam, always great to have you here on Good Day. Thank you for
your
expertise. Let's talk about what's going on in your body. As long as we had such a wonderful setup with Pam, the discussion about how you want to have control of your body, the discussion about what's going on in your body. Do you know what's going on? Would you like to prevent bad things? She was talking about the mummified remains. I never thought about
that's
that.
That's fascinating.
Isn't it? The mummified remains have been x-rayed and put through all kinds. Now, I was just doing a quick read on that while she was talking. All these discoveries of what went on in bodies, you know what's going on in your body. You know there's something there. that's either really good and you're making yourself really strong, or you're worried about diseases. So I'm going to approach this sort of in a bilateral way. If you're healthy and you want to stay healthy, why wouldn't you? I'm certainly in that category. You need to get the essential nutrients every day that keep you from getting sick. And if you aren't feeling well and you want to avoid that feeling, or you want to get beyond the feeling of sickness and disease, then you would be in the same category. You want to either prevent it, or you want to have a continuing of that healthy story that you tell to so many people when they ask you, wow, you look so great, what's going on with you? 90 essential nutrients, minerals, vitamins, amino acids, that sort of thing, are all part of this great liquid from Youngevity. It's essential for you to have this healthy start pack every single day. Get 90 different important ingredients to keep your life healthy. Here's how you go on about the process of getting a hold of these and staying on the program. Go to DougStephanTeam.com and check out all the various products from Youngevity that include these 90 different essential nutrients. Take them every day. It's essential, not an option. You must take these in order to stay healthy. All of the work that's done by all these doctors all point to the same thing. If they're doing research in this, you're maintaining a healthy body at all ages in your life, then you want these nutrients to be in your body. 855-309-TEAM is the number to call if you don't use a computer. 855-309-8326, or go online to DougStephanTeam.com. Look at all the various products that are there that are doctor tested, doctor recommended. This is a very important step in your keeping yourself healthy and well, or getting back to that state. Check it out at 855-309-TEAM or DougStephanTeam.com. Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I lost 12 pounds.
I lost 7 pounds.
I lost 9 pounds.
I went from size 14 to size 8, and it was so easy.
These are real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight with Amberen. Once you're over 40, hormones and other body changes make losing weight practically impossible, especially if you're entering menopause. If you want to finally lose weight, including that stubborn belly fat, without additional exercise or difficult diets, there's no alternative to Amberen. Because Amberen is the only clinically proven solution for sustained weight loss in women over 40. Amberen reprograms your body to stop storing fat. It balances your hormones and improves metabolism. It's healthy, natural, and it works without additional exercise or tough diet plans. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel. General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Celebration or two or three here. Richie, go back to this date, 1939, when Lamont McLemore came into being. He's not the lead singer, because Marilyn McCoo, Billy Davis are the lead singers. This guy is one of the five of the fifth dimension. I think he's number three on the list. Anyway, we all know their music, Up, Up, and Away, Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In, Last Night I Didn't Get to Sleep at All, Wedding Bell Blues, Stone Soul Picnic,
wow,
all that great stuff. So Mr. McLemore is 73 today. Happy birthday to him. Same age as David Souter, the Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, who's having his 73rd birthday. I thought he was going to retire, didn't he?
I think you
talk
are
about that.
I think I've heard the same thing.
Yeah, I wonder why. Well, all of them stay there until they pretty much can't breathe anymore, and then they get off. But maybe this guy is smarter than the average bear. Next up on the list is Les Emerson. This is quite a story. This song, born this day, 68 years ago. Yeah. Sorry, with the hair under his hat, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This was quite an effective message song. I don't know if you know it or not. Listen to it for a minute.
Anybody caught trespassing would be shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and they yelled at the house, "Hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner."
Yep, very hippie. All right, next up is Fee Waybill with the Tubes. Real name John Waldo, Richie, born this day 1950.
Oh, yeah.
So he is 62. Today, happy birthday to Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Real name Cassandra Peterson, born this day 1949. Good Lord, she's 60. What would that make her? 64 today. She still looks all right. Elvira's show, remember that?
Yep.
In a bunch of silly movies like Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
She got a lot of play out of that.
Working Girls, Stroke Her Ace. Oh, yeah, yeah. Nash Bridges. Yep, she milked that for all it was worth. Kermit Washington, great basketball player, born in the state in 1951. Happy birthday to him. B.B. Winans. You got the song there, Richie?
I don't know.
Yeah! Bang, bang. Don't know this version of it.
No, this is, bang. This is Take Six.
So he's a member of that group?
No.
Alright. So,
that's for why we're
sounding silly. Let's keep going. Kyle Chandler. Eric Taylor on Friday Night Lights, 47 today. Matthew Settle, Rufus on the Gossip Grill at 43. Let's see, Chuck Camo, drummer with Simple Plan, 33 today.
Yeah.
Rita Rudner, the... I guess she's a comedian. Yeah?
Yes.
Considered a comedian. Born in the state in 1953. She's in Las Vegas. I never found her very funny.
You know what?
You?
I never got her either.
No.
Okay. But
you always get after me because
I always call this
the
show where
come to die.
Right, comedians come to die here because Doug doesn't think anybody is funny or anything is funny.
Well, I think the video of the day.
Routine.
Okay, the video of the day today at DougSteffen.com
is
funny. The best pool shot by a naked white chick. What else is there to say? You want to see a naked white chick? Then you go, this comes from the same department as how much dirt is there in a 6x6
Wow,
the
she's
best
good.
Pool shot by a naked white chick.
Wow.
Check out the naked white chick at DougSteffen.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click, and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Mondays are sometimes difficult for people. The anatomy of a week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, ooh, Thursday, hooray, Friday, yep. So I want to try to change that for you a little bit, because I've the vast resource of the staff's here at Doug Steffen's Good Day program has compiled the top 5 songs from this week in 1977. So we're going to do what we do various times in the program here and there. It's always a favorite because people put themselves back into where they were. Either college or high school. You were starting your senior in high school or your senior in college or something like that. And these are the top 5 songs from this week in the middle of 1977's 9th month. Hmm. We'll go from number 5 to number 1. Give you a chance to identify all of them. Number 5, the artist and the song. And I'm going to spend some time helping you out, fellow here, with an idea to, for those of you who have memory problems, we're going to fix those. We'll work on that a little bit. We are all here to help, and this will help put a smile on your face. Who is this, and what's the name of the song? Number 5, this week, 1977. We move to number 4. Who's this? What's the name of the song?
The title of this one might be tricky.
Right. Now, if you're listening carefully, Richie,
when should we listen?
Probably about now. Number 3 this week in 19... Pretty clever, huh? 1977. This is good pop music. Your host loves pop music.
Disco, baby.
Yep. That's just toward the end of the disco era. 2-3 years before the end of the era. So who is this? What's the name of this song? Grinding them out. Number 2. I want you to that's the most difficult note.
Here's the killer.
That's maybe. Well, let's not jinx this. Let's see. Somebody's going to figure it out. 800-510-8255.
I'm going to give you a nice clue on this one, okay?
My name is Charles.
Hi, Charles.
That's Charles.
That's Charles.
The title of the band, the name of the band?
Yeah.
Is the same as the name of the song.
Close.
Basically.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah. Kind of like the Winstons. I mean, this is sort of reminiscent of that song that the Winstons did.
Yes.
Only it was a long time before this. This, again, remember, one of the top 5 songs this week in 1977. This song is the number 2 song from this week in 77. Now we move to the number 1 song. Christmas.
If you give a little more than you're asking for, your love will turn the key.
Always is the consideration here is about the individual versus the group. Perhaps that's enough of a hint so you don't make the wrong decision for that, because the individual and the group are pretty much one and the same, even though there's one here and there's four to the group. And he isn't one of them, by the way.
Three to the group.
No, there were four, weren't there?
Three.
Barry, Maurice.
And,
him. The one is still alive.
Robin. No. Barry's still alive.
I thought Barry was gone.
Robin and Maurice are gone.
All right. Well, okay, so there were four. Barry, Maurice, Robin, and who's the fourth one?
In the group?
Yeah.
None. There were four brothers. Just the one singing right now is the fourth brother. He was never in the group.
No, he's the fourth brother. There are only three in the group, and two of them are dead. All right, let's forget about this this train of thought. It's a train wreck. 800-510-8255. Dougie and Richie want you to listen again quickly. We're going to go through top five songs this week in 1977. Really big swell prize can be yours. We actually have those new Jewel books that we are giving away in addition to some other prizes.
Very nice.
Are we going to have her on sometime?
We are going to have her on. Sure. We'll be on to talk about her new children's book. Yeah. Very nice.
All right, so let's go back to number five. Who is this? What's the name of the song? Number four.
Hey, girls, gather around. Listen to what I'm putting down. Hey, baby, I'm your
number three. Number three, Richie.
I like the way you make me feel about the baby. Want the whole wide world to see. Whoa, whoa. You got the best.
Number two. And number one.
Hold on a minute. There's your answer, Kim.
If you give a little more than you're asking for, your love.
One of the four brothers who was never in the band.
All right. 800-510-8255. I don't want to have too many people stumped here, but you want satisfaction. Speaking of satisfaction, a lot of people, like Richie, find speed cameras frustrating, annoying. In some regions, folks are taking their rage out on the cameras themselves. There's a story and a solution to the problem at DougStephan.com. Cameras to watch the cameras. One's already in place. Richie's Prince George's County.
Oh, yeah.
Police chief says that they're going to put up a dozen cameras to watch the cameras.
Because people are...
They're throwing rocks at them.
They're painting the lens. They're putting bags over them.
All right, this guy is he's the commander of the automated enforcement section.
Uh-huh.
Speed cameras, red light cameras, that kind of stuff. Six people have been caught and arrested for damaging speed cameras since April.
So they got cameras.
Somebody pulled a gun out and shot at the camera. The dummy got the picture of him as he was aiming the gun at the camera. So they got him.
So let me get this straight. Okay, so the speed camera is getting beat around, kicked around.
Yeah.
So they're going to put a camera to watch the speed camera.
Yeah.
So that they can catch you if you somehow vandalize the camera.
Right, yep.
What's to say that I don't walk over and shoot that camera first?
Right, there you go. Anyway, the speed camera, there's another one on Harry S. Truman Drive. Where is that?
I don't go to PG County. I like my hubcaps. So.
Okay, so this is near a community college, I think. Police have several people involved in that because the camera was too heavy for one person to move it. And so anyway, and some of these cameras are $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. So how much money does it take? This is the folly of this whole thing.
Well,
how much money does it take? How do you get
back? The whole gimmick is that... once these don't become, they say they put them out there for our safety, to protect us.
Yeah.
But the trick is, once they stop making millions of dollars a year and it starts costing them money,
right,
that's when they say, well, we think we've made this intersection much safer, and now we're going to go ahead and turn the camera off.
All right, okay.
We've done our job protecting you.
Yeah, good for you. All right, so that story at DougStephan.com. In a moment, we're going to spend some time with Mark Underwood helping you with a problem. You have a problem with your memory. That is, you can't remember what songs were the top five songs this week in 1977. Well, I'll help you out. My pal Tony Paradiso said he was in college in 1977, but I'm guessing he can't get number two.
That's the sticker there.
That is the sticker. All right, so if you remember all of these, we'll give you the payoff. And Mark will help you have a better memory. Mark Underwood joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, fans. Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
I lost 12 pounds.
I lost 7 pounds.
I lost 9 pounds.
I went from size 14 to size 8, and it was so easy.
These are real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight with Amberen. Once you're over 40, hormones and other body changes make losing weight practically impossible, especially if you're entering menopause. If you want to finally lose weight, including that stubborn belly fat, without additional exercise or difficult diets, there's no alternative to Amberen. Because Amberen is the only clinically proven solution for sustained weight loss in women over 40. Amberen reprograms your body to stop storing fat. It balances your hormones and improves metabolism. It's healthy, natural, and it works without additional exercise or tough diet plans. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
All right. Here's what we didn't get. We found nobody who remembered what the... This is what you predicted, Richie. Number two. So number five, Fleetwood Mac, Don't Stop, from this week in 1977. How good's your memory when it comes to number four, James Taylor and Candyman.
Yeah.
Number three, The Emotions, Best of My Love. Float On by the Floaters was the one that Richie thought was going to hang up, and I think it did most people. Andy Gibb, I Just Want to Be Your Everything. All right, so maybe your memory's not working so well. If you were in school at that time, you're not mature, you're middle-aged. Mark Underwood is a neuroscience researcher, co-founder and president of Quincy Bioscience in Madison, Wisconsin. Done a lot of research on the, is it fair to say the brain or the memory? Because you have published these five tips for brain fitness, Mark, and I wonder sometimes people confuse the brain, the memory, and the function. So we're, and is memory something that can be helped by using the proper the tools that we like doing crossword puzzles or Sudoku or taking supplements, that sort of thing? Is it realistic? Really, people hear that all the time. They're like, nah, I don't believe that stuff. Should they?
Well, Doug, you know, memory can be improved, and memory is a subset of what the brain does.
The brain, of course, is responsible for focus and attention and communication and emotion and confidence. But we've shown with our product Prevagen that we can certainly increase memory, and we've seen that in a good-sized clinical trial. It's a safe protein in our product called Prevagen that improves decision-making, literally improvements in executive function, improvements in word recall, improvements in short-term memory formation. There is a great way that you can now help the brain work better, and enhancing memory is just one of the things that Prevagen does.
All right. So let me go back to the example I just gave you. You were probably listening to us do the top five songs from this week in 1977. So let's say you knew what the songs were then, but you've forgotten. Let's say you go back on, you follow some pattern, either enhancing your brain, as I suggested, through exercise, or taking something like Prevagen. Can you get back those memories? Is that too far-fetched, or does it actually work that way?
No. Once you get the brain cells working for you, you can have the brain cells really improve in short-term memory, long-term memory, focus, or attention. But, you know, it's sort of like muscles. If you build more muscles, yeah. You know, you can play a lot of sports better. If you help the brain get better, you can do a lot of the brain's activities better. So usually the problem we have has to do with short-term memory. You know, a lot of people can maybe remember that James Taylor song from the 1970s, but they don't know what they had for breakfast a couple days ago. That's the first and weakest part of the brain. It's what leads to symptoms that we first see in Alzheimer's disease. But that change in short-term memory is usually what leads you to lose your car keys and your cell phone. And quite frankly, that's what we need to overcome.
All right.
Being able to have those mental lapses become a thing of the past.
One of my colleagues, I have a dairy farm, and one of my colleagues has short-term memory loss, and he's my age, and I'm really concerned about him. He gets angry because he can't remember stuff, and he knows he can't remember certain things. Is Prevagen likely to be something that would improve the function of his brain? Is that where we, listening to you
absolutely.
Tell us? Yeah, okay. So
absolutely. In fact, we'll get him some, and we'll be able to track his progress, and we'll talk about it. You know, next time we have a chance to chat, we'll see how he's doing.
That's a good idea. So what's in this that people that haven't heard us have a conversation about this already, what's in Prevagen that makes it work so well?
Well, it's a specific type of protein called a calcium-binding protein that's contained within Prevagen. This is the same protein that was discovered about 50 years ago in a rare species of jellyfish. And the significance of that is that this is a natural neuroprotectant. It's something that naturally keeps brain and nerve cells alive longer. And it was discovered in nature. And then we started to apply what we had learned from the jellyfish in nature and tested it out in people. And the long story short is that it helps to protect brain cells and keep them working better, keep them alive longer. And that translates into increased performance. So the chance to present this data at the Alzheimer's Association was quite an honor. The ability to protect those brain cells results in about a 30% improvement in cognitive functioning. That means that you're going to be making better decisions 30% more of the time. You'll be able to remember more details and information, improve your short-term memory. And all this, of course, is something that's an easy-to-take capsule that is safe and is all-natural and is very, very popular now because of its effectiveness. All over the country are talking about it.
So here's what I would like. I think that's an excellent idea to take Prevagen and put it to work with my friend. I mean, we all have that memory loss. There's not any one of us who has a perfect memory unless you're Marilu Henner. Her story was in that television show, Unforgettable. She didn't forget anything. There are like four people in the world like her. So,
that's right.
And we're not promising you're going to be like that. We're just promising it'll put a stop to the loss and maybe bring back some function of the brain, which is really what you want as you get into a point in your 40s or 50s where you are feeling like you're losing something. This gives you a grip. Here's how you find Prevagen. You call. It's actually available in lots of the great stores around the country. Most of the drugstores carry Prevagen in most of the big box. Yeah, all right. If you want to get your special supply, call this number, 888-814-0814. The reason it's special is because you buy two bottles, you'll get a third one free and free shipping. 888-814-0814 for Prevagen. Two bottles, one comes to you free. 888-814-0814. Don't forget that number.
Every day, Nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Bemplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Gets us started with movie moments. Chuck Curry, our movie man here, to give us the results of what happened at the box office over the weekend. This was the first Wives Club, You Don't Owe Me, Own Me, You Don't Owe Me, or Own Me. Goldie Hawn, Diane Keaton, and Bette Midler from the movie The First Wives Club. Chuck, this movie was number one during this week in 1996. Remember, there was that, a very entertaining movie. They were very good chemistry.
And if you think about it, it was probably Bette Midler and Goldie Hawn's last really big hit at the box office.
Yeah, what's Diane? Diane Keaton's working a lot. Bette Midler seems to like to go out on the road and do her.
She actually has a movie, a comedy that opens on Christmas Day that stars her and Billy Crystal. They play two grandparents.
Really?
What the focus of the film is about. Yeah.
But Goldie Hawn isn't doing much of anything, is she?
No, I heard Goldie Hawn's going to. Goldie Hawn reportedly came very close to attaching herself to starring in an HBO series, but I don't know if that's materialized, if that'll happen or not.
All right.
Goldie Hawn, you haven't really heard much either in the last 10 years.
Not much. All right. She's the mother of Kate Hudson and seems to be interested in that role as much as anything else. Okay, so let's get to our contest. Here is, one, two, three different excerpts from the number one movie this week in 1984. Not sure what to tell you about this because I'm not sure I remember this movie myself. But let's work on the audio. You see if you can figure it out. That's the most important thing. Get a swell prize when you call 800-510-8255. As long as you haven't won before in Movie Moments, everything else is game. Here's the first clue.
You know, ever since our little accident, I have sensed a lot of hostility coming from you.
Well, excuse me!
Okay.
All right. I know
the players.
Yes, you do. 800-510-8255. They were very good together. You know this movie yet, Chucker?
I think I do.
All right, let's get the next clip, Richie.
Just because my grandfather didn't rape the environment and exploit the workers doesn't make me a peasant. And it's not that he didn't want to rape the environment and exploit the workers. I'm sure he did. It's just that as a barber, he didn't have that much opportunity.
I know this movie.
Yes, you do. 800-5. Yeah,
I know. Definitely know who he is.
800-510-8255.
Which one of the 50 movies that he's done is it?
Last clip.
I'm going to come back from the dead.
Oh. And What makes you think you can do that?
Because I'm rich.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all I right. got it. Yep.
800-510-8255. Work on that. Trucker has the update on what did well at the box office in just a moment here on Good Day.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour. The RSX 850i. It's a whole new species of Gator. See it in action at johndeere.com/Gator or at your local John Deere dealer.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
All right, so let's get to how things were at the box office over the weekend. This is still kind of a flat time of the year, or are things getting more exciting, Chucker?
It's still pretty flat, Doug. Resident Evil Retribution, the fifth installment in this B-movie franchise, opened number one, doing an okay $21 million in business. Disney's re-release of Finding Nemo, this time in 3D, did okay 17.5, but I think they were expecting better. The horror film Possession, which was number one the last 2 weeks, dropped to third, 5.7. $41 million in 3 weeks, which is not bad considering it only cost $9 million to produce. Lawless placed fourth, 4.2, $30 million in 4 weeks, and The Expendables 2 ran out the top five. The film has done $80 million in 5 weeks, not as much as its predecessor, but I still think there'll be...
You say that every quarter. Week when you give the number, and the number keeps going up.
Yeah, well, I mean, 3.1, I think overall it's a little disappointing at the box office. For some reason... sequels usually do better, because especially Expendables 2 is a better film than The Expendables. I thought it was better made, more exciting, better action. So, and right. One bit of news, Paul Thomas Anderson's The Master broke records at Art House Theaters, playing on five screens. The film did almost 800,000 in business. So
right.
It opened wide this Friday.
Tim, what's the name of that movie?
It is All of Me.
All of Me with Lily Tomlin and Steve Martin. Good job, sir. So you get the swell prize. Thank you. Hold on just a second. Listening to KTSM in El Paso, 59 after. Thanks, Chucker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.